Jiro Muramatsu was 15 years old when his father brought him out to Australia in 1893. His father was one of the earliest Japanese settlers, arriving 5 years before to set up a business in Cossack, Western Australia. After his father's unexpected death, Jiro and his older brother took over the business, importing Japanese goods. And, like his father, Jiro became a successful businessman. Jiro went to school in Australia and picked up English quickly. He was naturalized in 1899. This helped him in business. Colored aliens were banned from owning paddling boat licenses. But as a naturalized British subject, Jiro was able to acquire 10 licenses until 1912, when the ban was extended to all people of Asian or African race. However, being ambitious, astute, and influential, Jiro was able to control more than half the paddling fleet. And by 1915, Jiro owned most of the freehold properties in Cossack. As the pearl shell business began to decline in Cossack in the 1920s, Jiro moved to Darwin. When the Pacific War broke out in 1941, all Japanese people were interned as enemy aliens, and so was Jiro, despite being naturalized. Jiro and his wife were sent to Tatura internment camp in Victoria. His head clerk, Yoshio Shigeno, was also with Jiro and his family at the camp. Jiro and his wife didn't mix well with the other internees and avoided camp activities. He became ill with stomach cancer and died January 7, 1943. Yoshio, his head clerk, also died shortly after. Both Yoshio Shigeno and Jiro Muramatsu are buried here in Kaura. After the war, Jiro's widow, Hatsu, returned to Cossack. By the late 1950s, Cossack was virtually a ghost town, and Hatsu was one of its last inhabitants. Hatsu died in Yokohama, Japan, in 1959. She left an estate in Western Australia worth £7,670.